Okay, so our next and last speaker is going to be Dennis Nault. He's with the Department of Marine Resources. He is our environmental permit review coordinator, so he reviews everything from people wanting to put in a new pier anywhere to dredging projects. He doesn't work alone. He's just the point person for the department. So anytime a project or a permit comes into DMR asking for input on the permit, Dennis coordinates with all the staff in the department, so he'll reach out to our lobster biologists, to our sea-run fisheries folks, anybody who potentially would have an impact on any given project and species and habitat. So I'll turn it over to Dennis.
Good afternoon. As Cole said, I'm Dennis Nault. I'm the environmental review coordinator for the department, and I'm going to go over the requirements on DMR for dredge projects, how that process happens. So, this is actually a statute from DEP, Title 38, Waters Navigation, Protection Improvement of Waters. So, the Commissioner of Marine Resources shall provide the department, DEP in particular, with an assessment of impacts on fishing industries of proposed dredge operation in coastal waters. The assessment must consider impacts to the area to be dredged, impacts to the fishing industry of the proposed route or haul route, or to transportation of disposal soils on the disposal site. I wasn't here far about that. So this is the kind of the key word that we're just mentioning before. The Commissioner of Marine Resources may hold a public hearing for proposed dredge operation. If a hearing is to be held, the Commission shall consider potential impacts for proposed dredging operations on fishing in the area of the dredging, or the dredge location itself. A person can request up to five individuals, when it's published in a paper, we're required to publish in a paper of general circulation in the area, five individuals can request for a public hearing. That public hearing is not a legal testimony in, it's more of an informational meeting where we can take comments on impacts to fishing industries, fishing activity, the haul route, the dredge envelope, all that aspect of it. It's not a, again, it's not a legal hearing where there's testimony taken in rebuttal. So we're taking testimony, we're taking comments on concerns for impacts to the fishing industry and the marine environment within those dredge locations, the haul route, and the disposal area. So, thanks for Mike for taking some of my pictures here. Here's one of the main dredges that you'll see in here. This is the catchment dredge that did Portland Harbor last year. It's a typical classic bucket dredge. This is one of the second or third largest in the U.S. Bucket dredges. It's a 60-yard dredge. The funny thing is when they hooked it up to the crane, it was not strong enough to lift it with material in it. So I guess that's an engineer screw up. The other one is this hydraulic dredging. And this is where they're pumping water in, and they can rainbow, they can shoot it usually for some form of beach nourishment. And here's the carotone. Thanks again, Mike. This is obviously one that has been used in Maine, has to be a sandier environment. These are primarily the types of dredges that we're going to see across the coast of Maine. The reason why I'm kind of repeating these ends there, each one of those have a different aspect that we're going to look at for impacts to the marine fishing industries or the environment where those are being disposed of or being dredged from, or the haul route. So a haul route, for example, and the last one is here's in particular, this is the Royal River Dredge Project that happened this winter. Two different companies where they have the same thing. It's a bucket dredge in some fashion that is either cleaning off on the channel, they're putting into a large barge, this lower picture over here, where a tug is pushing along, and that has the disposal material in it. So you can imagine that as it goes yucking down a haul route, if there's any kind of wind, there could be some navigation-related issues, especially if you're running into lots of spots and things like that. In particular, here's a haul route for that Royal River, where one was a proposed dredge, the haul route itself that we had comments on, and had to be slightly modified due to it coming in too close to some channels, bars, and some, in particular, islands. As you can see, you know, hauling out of Casco Bay. That caused some concerns, obviously, on that, and how do we look at that process? So, DMR review of impacts for dredging. And the reason why I'm kind of talking about those ends, each one of those dredge methods of dredging have different impacts to whether it's the fishing industry, the marine environment where they're actually being dredged from, and where you can dispose of them. So a hydraulic dredge, when we looked at Scarborough, it's being sucked in, so where you're actually doing the dredging activity is pretty minimal to the marine environment or the industry around there. It's usually a harbor. It's being sucked right in, so there's no plume that's being put out. It goes off to a sandy environment. They can pump it along. There's a dewatering station. The sand drops out very quickly, and away you go. You push it on, you nourish the beach. So that impact to that industry is going to be different than a large bucket dredge, that Portland a bucket dredge, where you've got a large dredge, it's going to be chewing into that channel, there's going to be a little bit more of a plume being brought up on there. There's ways to minimize that, and there's a reason why we have dredge windows in the state of Maine. So, there's where I was kind of talking about impacts to the fisheries within the dredge location. So the concerns are, as they're, whether they're using a hydraulic dredge or a bucket dredge, what are going to be the impacts to the fishing industry within those specific windows, those locations? Usually the channels are harbors, so there's minimal fishing activity going in those areas. It's more about dredging a harbor itself. So when we're looking at a Bucks Harbor or a Jonesport Beals area, those harbors being dredged out for the fishing activity in those areas. Impact to the fishing, to fishing activities during the haul route. Okay, so here's where we're talking about where we have a bigger impact. As you're moving that dredge, whether it's the Carrituck, which can navigate pretty easily in a narrow location, or you've got a pretty large barge being pushed by a large tugboat, navigation aspects, if they're in a tight area, they're going to be concerned with whether it's lobster pots or any type of scallop dragging and those types of activities on that haul route where they're going. So those are things that we are looking at on our concern end when these projects are happening. And impacts to the fisheries in the disposal area. And as Mike showed, and there are some other in-state water sites, but there are also those federal offshore sites that are licensed through EPA for disposal of those dredge materials. The inshore ones, they don't require the EPA certification, or do they, Mike? No, they do not. But the ones that are within the state waters, we certainly have that upper concern are what kind of activities are within those disposal sites. Is there lobstering activity? Is there scallop activity going on? Is there any type of ocean cullabong, crabbing? Multiple varied industries that we'd be concerned where that material is being disposed of or dumped onto, aspect of it. And that's about it, quite honestly. Our end is looking at the impacts to the industry itself. We provide those comments to DEP. So we're specifically looking at the impacts to the industry on what are going to be the impacts. So the dredge windows, no one has mentioned that right now. Because of the marine fisheries industries and looking at the fisheries going on, the dredge window presently for the state of Maine is November 8th through April 8th. So you can only do dredging activities, private channel dredging. The Army Corps can kind of be a bit outside of that window. But the private dredge projects can only happen within those windows. Why? Part of it is your haul route and your lobster industries or offshore fishing industries being impacted by haul routes. We also are concerned about sea-run fisheries. We have alewives, we have salmon, we have elvers, smelt when they're spawning in those time periods. So anything outside of those windows, we're concerned about any types of impacts to those fisheries and spawning habitats. Any questions? Yes.
What about when you're dredging up a shoal that's needed to be removed for navigation, and those fishing values of that shoal, that is both both as an adult fish, but also as a juvenile fish area. Do you guys look at that?
So I'm going to be looking at certain aspects, but the shoreline waters around here, realistically in the state of Maine, so reef habitat formation for fisheries around that, we really don't have that here in the state of Maine. So we're looking at whether it's a crab or lobster habitat, and at different time periods, whether they're going to be on a rocky or hard bottom or a softer bottom. In particular, that type of fishery would be an oyster reef fishery, so that would be a concern. Well, we don't have an oyster reef fishery that you would see down in Florida or in the Gulf Coast. So a reef fishery is where that would be concerned. That's a different story. Reefs are high-value product for recreational fishery. We don't do any form of reef building. Most of these dredging projects are within a harbor, and in particular, what we're talking about here is specifically within a harbor and that navigable channel. So those channel dredging ones are large commercial ports coming in and out. And we look at the Portland dredge project last year. They did a long trapping project to remove lobsters that would be in that federal channel before they did the actual dredging. They caught about 20,000 pounds of green crabs and about 100 lobsters, Carl's currently here. So the impact of the lobster fishery at that time period was minimal. So that would be one thing that we'll be looking at is, in that dredge location, what fisheries exist and what would be the impacts. Something outside of that, Royal River Dredge Project, we had an aquaculture lease site that was within very close proximity to the navigation hall room. We requested that they use an environmental bucket dredge, so it's a little bit tighter fitting dredge, so that plume material as it's dredging would be minimized impact to that oyster lease itself.
Does that mean that aquaculture
is not a fishing industry? Certainly aquaculture is a fishing industry. Yes.
What did you do with all the green crabs?
They crushed them? They were crushed, basically. Which is about the positive thing to be done. Right. I wish someone could make some money off of them.